The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First, though, experts are warning that new coastal defences and emergency evacuation processes are needed to prepare Ireland for the worst consequences of climate change. Dr. Tara Shine is with me, an environmental scientist. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
This is this new analysis from the World Meteorological Organization. And are you concerned at this analysis of the state of our climate? Do you think that it suggests that we're going to see extreme flooding here in Ireland?
Oh, yeah, we know we're going to see extreme flooding. And we know with the trajectory on that we know exactly how severe the impacts are going to be. So there's no uncertainty left about this. So it's really about preparing for it, facing up to it and knowing that it's coming. So we've put so much excess energy into the earth system by burning fossil fuels, by cutting down forests and by changing the way we use land, that we've now put the earth's energy system out of balance, which means that we've had the 11 hottest years on record in the last 11 years. And we are trapping all that excess energy as heat in our atmosphere, but most particularly in our ocean. So 91% of that excess energy, that excess heat, is now in our oceans. And that really has locked in these extreme weather events for many, many years to come.
So the energy imbalance that you talk about, this is the heat that's absorbed and released. So the sea waters are doing as much as they can do, but it means that they are overly warm and expanded, which leads to the potential for flooding, which you say is becoming more and more likely now for Ireland and coastal communities in particular.
Yeah. So when there's more heat, more energy in the ocean, it means that we get supercharged storms. So we've seen that of late. So there's more energy in the system. So we get bigger, stronger, more intense storms. It also causes, as you said, the seawaters to expand. So we get that contributes to sea level rise. It melts more of the ice, which frees more water, which again causes sea level rise. And also having warmer oceans with more moisture there changes the patterns of rainfall. So we get more intense rainfall. So listeners will see that we don't get so many of those soft rain days anymore. We get a lot more intense rainfall. That's one of the changes we've seen. And also around the world, more droughts. So there's no way we can put all this extra energy into the system and it not have a consequence. And luckily for us, the oceans have protected us so much up until now, but now they're at capacity. And that means that we need to start to really look at what's coming and plan for it. It's not all doom and gloom if we start to get planning and managing the risk.
Okay, so we still need to mitigate against climate change, but also in tandem with that, what this report is suggesting we do now is put in place emergency evacuation processes. So plan for the worst.
Yeah, so what many, including Professor Iris Muller, is quoted in the Irish Times, she's saying that we need to do a range of things. We need coastal defences, but most especially, we need to realise that the cheapest and most effective way to protect ourselves from coastal erosion, coastal storms, coastal flooding, is to work with nature. So if we can really look after, restore our sand dunes, floodplains, salt marshes, wetlands, that is the most effective thing that we can do. We will still need some hard engineering as well. But it's really investing in nature is the best thing we can do. And yes, we will have emergency evacuation processes. If Storm Chandra in January had occurred when there was also a high spring tide, we would have wanted to be in a position where we could have had an early warning system that would have sent text messages to people on the coast in Enniscorthy or in Dublin saying, now's time to leave and go to high land, move inland in order to be safe. Some of your listeners might have watched Under Salt Marsh, a new series on Sky, and that's exactly what happens in that coastal community in Wales. They have to evacuate either off the island or to higher land because of a storm that's coming in from the sea. And that kind of evacuation will just be really, really sensible in order to save lives. And then in the longer term, we will have really tough decisions to make around what parts of the coast we can protect and save, and other parts that we won't be able to protect, and that we will have to let go to the ocean, and that will be a hard conversation to have.
Well, there'd be really difficult.
One that is better to have than to avoid having.
Really difficult conversations, Tara, for those communities who live
Absolutely.
In those places. So, are you saying that we're close to that point where we will have to say to some people, you'll have to abandon your home and move inland?
Absolutely. And I mean, we already see it in a way that it's bearing out through insurance premiums. Some homes, some businesses can't get insurance because they're located in areas of intense coastal erosion or in very vulnerable floodplains. So it's already happening. People are already unable to get mortgages or insure their properties because, you know, the insurance companies for many years have been tracking and recording these climate impacts.
Antonio Guterres is saying, and in his response to this report, that it is clear that the Earth is being pushed to its limits. But you started this discussion this morning saying that we have known this, that there's nothing new in this. So you must feel, as you repeat this again today, that you continue to shout into the wind, particularly when you look at how the American administration, its strategy around climate change and reversing some of the gains and progress that was made in recent years.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody who, even if you don't work in this, if you care about nature, if you care about your good health, if you care about the quality of life of your children in the future, there's no way that you wouldn't be saddened to see the way that we're going backwards at the moment, especially when, as I look at, you know, the crisis, the energy crisis and the price crisis caused by the war in Iran. And what it points to again is how desperately we need energy security, how we need predictable priced energy and access to our own energy. And that just makes me really frustrated that we aren't doing so much more to tap into the sun and the wind, particularly offshore wind here in Ireland, to have our own plentiful supplies of energy. And at the same time, that would be so good in terms of combating climate change and ensuring a safer future for us as we all grow older and for our kids and their kids as well.
All right, Tara Shine, thank you for joining us this morning. Dr. Tara Shine is an environmental scientist responding there to the World Meteorological Organization analysis, which is showing that the climate is swinging increasingly out of balance.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.